This week figures to be an important week for the presidential candidates in the first primary state, New Hampshire. At least five Democrats and Republicans are scheduled for appearances there this week. This after five Democrats alone, including the frontrunners, Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, were in Manchester this weekend to woo Democrats at a state party convention. To talk about this morning, we're joined for our weekly chat with our New Hampshire political analyst, Boston Globe reporter James Pendle. Good morning, James. Thanks for speaking to WBUR.
Hey, good morning, Bob.
Both Sanders and Clinton, as I understand it, James, were met with rousing cheers of support at the convention. So let's start with Sanders as he leads the polls, up roughly 4 points in New Hampshire, according to last week's WBUR poll. At the convention, did he help solidify himself as a genuine threat to Clinton in New Hampshire?
Sanders is legit. There are a lot of questions about how legit he is in New Hampshire. We have six straight polls showing him the front runner in the state, that people are worried about his organizational ability. And he certainly did allay those concerns on Saturday when he was able to bring a bunch of people to this place. And then he had events throughout the weekend, town halls, even yesterday.
How about Hillary Clinton's performance at this convention? Did it signal that she's ready to fight off the Sanders challenge? And more importantly, did she convince the crowd of that?
You know, a lot of people said that this was the best speech they'd ever seen Hillary Clinton give. It certainly was the speech that she gave in terms of the largest audience in New Hampshire in 30 years. And the main theme in the speech was fight. She's not trying to concede any ground when it comes to Bernie Sanders on the issues. But she's saying, look, I agree with Bernie on pretty much every single thing. I'm just the fighter who's actually going to get it done.
All right, so what's her tactic now in New Hampshire to convince Democrats there that she should turn to her and not Bernie Sanders? And what's the chief challenge she faces in New Hampshire hurting her in the polls at this moment?
One of the concerning things for the Clinton campaign was a Washington Post poll last week, national poll, that showed that she's losing support among white women, and it's losing support among women across the board. Now, this is the historic campaign. She would obviously become the first female president, and they're confounded about what to do with that. So in New Hampshire in the last 2 weeks, they announced the endorsement of Jean Shaheen. We've talked about that before. And now even last week, the governor, Maggie Hassan, and they're trying to, you know, really show that they have this support from women. They've announced these groups. And she's also really trying to connect to the personal. You know, she talks a lot now about the opioid addiction crisis. She's really trying to connect to the personal approach to bring her comeback.
On the Republican side, the outsiders are still on top. Donald Trump leads. Carly Fiorina now moved up to second place in at least one poll off her debate performance last week. Ben Carson in third. Can Fiorina capitalize on that in New Hampshire? Is she poised to do that? Does Fiorina have much of an organization?
You know, unlike Ben Carson, who really went up in the polls, one thing that is there about Carly Fiorina, when you talk to voters, as I do, you know, all year, particularly in this early stage, I say, give me, you know, the three people you are interested in voting for. Some say, well, I'm definitely voting for Bush or whatever. But the one thing that always amazed me is that Carly Fiorina's name was always out there. It was always an option for these people. And now that she's caught some buzz, I think you could see some dramatic poll numbers for her in New Hampshire. On the organization front, look, she's going toe-to-toe with some of the most organized campaigns, which right now are her, Jeb Bush, and Donald Trump in New Hampshire. So, yeah, she can easily capitalize on this and the momentum. But with this momentum comes scrutiny, and we're going to learn this week more about her record as the CEO of Hewlett-Packard.
Last question. The Pope arrives in Washington tomorrow on his visit to the U.S. What will the impact be on the presidential campaign? Is it going to suck all the attention away from the campaign this week, do you think?
Yeah, I don't know what Donald Trump's going to do with his life, or he's going to have to question himself. We probably won't be talking about Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton or the presidential race nearly as much. This is a very big deal, and you're going to see candidates try to, you know, react off of anything he says or the impact of his visit.
WBUR New Hampshire political analyst, Boston Globe reporter James Pendle. Thanks, James.
Thank you.